Rodney was alone in his lab, which was a damn good thing for everyone involved, except maybe Rodney. John rounded the corner and did his best to loom. "Okay, I have had not one, not two, but five women come knocking on my door this evening. Something tells me they didn't just decide to show up on their own." "Wow, five?" Rodney swung his chair around, looking far too pleased with himself. "So how many did you, have to turn away?" John glowered down at him. "All of them. Damn it, Rodney, I thought I told you I didn't want a pimp." "What makes you think it was me?" Rodney went for wide-eyed innocence again, and only succeeded in looking a little loopy. "I didn't ask anyone to sleep with you." John rolled his eyes. "Oh, right. Okay, okay, I might have mentioned something to Zelenka, but I didn't tell him anything about the..." Rodney waved a hand. "Thing, so it's not like anyone is forcing them. What's so hard about saying yes? You don't have to sleep with them all. Just pick one, or two, or, you know, three at the most." Christ, Rodney really didn't get it. John dropped into the nearest lab chair. "It's still using them, lying by omission." Rodney waved a hand. "What, even if all they want is to spend a pleasant hour or so with you?" "Yes!" John leaned forward in his chair, because apparently he was actually going to have to explain this. "Look, say I pick one of them, and say she sleeps with me because she likes me. Best case scenario, I beat this thing, lose the craving, go back to being me. Then what do? I either say, 'Hey, thanks a lot, see you around,' or I'm in a relationship with her, and trust me, she's going to be happier if I dump her." Rodney's chair squeaked as he shifted in it. "What? Jesus, what had he said that was so unclear? For a genius, Rodney could be awfully obtuse." "You know, the whole relationship thing," John said, "not really something I'm good at." Rodney snorted. "How would you even know? Have you ever had a serious relationship? I mean, something that lasted beyond the wham-bam thank you ma'am part?" And wow, that just went to show Rodney had no idea what he was talking about. "Does marriage count?" "Well, of course marriage. Wait, you were married?" Rodney stared at him. "You never told me you were married." John crossed his ankles to match his arms. "It never came up. Look, I'm just saying." "It never came up?" Rodney sounded, wow, almost hurt there. "I've known you for 2.5 years. Come on, you know the name of my childhood cat, but I don't know you were married?" John sighed and stared at his feet, because that meant he didn't have to look at Rodney. He should have known better than to mention it. He really should have. "It only lasted 18 months, and I believe her last words to me were, 'I don't ever want to see you again, John Shepherd, not even in a body bag.' So, not really fodder for casual conversation, okay?" "Whoa! What did you do to deserve that?" "Rodney." "No, really, I want to know. I mean, I've had my share of brush-offs, but usually they say the nasty things fairly early on, like when I ask them out." Christ, Rodney was just not going to let this go. "It wasn't just one thing, okay?" "Yeah, that was putting it mildly." Funny how he remembered Melanie's misery better than his own. "But, well, the final straw was when I kind of forgot to tell her I was going TDY until the night before I had to leave."
"You forgot?"
John rolled his eyes. "No, of course I didn't forget. I just couldn't face the teary goodbye sex. So this way I got the tears without the sex." Rodney was looking at him, his mouth half open.
"Okay, wow, this is getting into too much information territory."
John snorted. "We're not just there. We've set up camp and are starting to build infrastructure. Look, just lay off, okay? I told you, I can handle this on my own."
"Right, because handling it on your own just leads to you showing up at my door at 2 in the morning.
Shit, that was hitting below the belt. John climbed to his feet and kicked the chair under the nearest desk. "You don't have to worry about that. It's not going to happen again."
"Shepherd, come on," Rodney started,
but John really didn't want to hear it. "I'll see you around, McKay." And he managed to escape without hearing the word gruesome again, which had to count for something.